Yeah, so on behalf of Nia B and Shooter the Hustler, thanks for tuning in. We love y'all. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Anthony Smith, and you're listening to Nia Boom.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy Jack Quay. Mr. My Beats is here, and right now you're in the mix with my girl Nia Boom.
What's up? This is your girl Keisha Cameron Martin, and you are in the mix with New York City's own DJ Nia Boom. Keep it live.
This is Tommy Two-Face, and you are now tuned in to NYC's Fleet DJ Zone, DJ Nia Boom.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Miss J from Philly, and you're now rocking with New York's finest DJ Nia Boom. Don't go nowhere, for real. Keep it locked, right here.
Ay, 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 it's your boy DJ Booth. You know I represent New York City. You know I represent Brooklyn. And you're now rocking with New York City's own Nia Boom. Yo, Nia, yeah, drop that shit.
Nia, you the bomb, man. You the bomb.
No, thank you.
Nia, you the bomb.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? You are tuned in to Boom Show. DJ Nia Boom here giving you the goodness. And we have a special guest tonight, of course, for today. We have two special guests. Actually, our other special guest is going to be arriving shortly. It's the one and only CEO of the Fleet DJs. Classic himself is going to be on the line with us. So if y'all have any questions, hit us up, 323-443-7518. And, yeah, man, we'll give them answer them, maybe. My other special guest, you know what I'm saying, Uptown's own, this is the man right here, y'all. He be all around New York City. You know everybody. DJ Jeff is also kicking it with us tonight. Jeff, say what up. How you feeling?
What up? Talk to me, man. We here, man. Fleet DJs, man. You know how it goes down.
Yeah, man. So, of course, along with, you know, our special guests, we also are going to give you the goodness. Of course, there's a lot going on, as always. So, yeah, man, I got to share that with y'all. So we'll get started with that, and I got some new music, I believe, as well. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. Yeah, man. So I'm glad y'all tuned in to Boom Show. Let's first talk about 50 Cent real quick before we get our guests on the line. So he's beefing again, y'all. 50 always beef with everybody. I really don't. Do you think he's a bully, Jeff? Do you think so?
I don't think he's a bully, man. I just think he's a cancer. He's like me.
Hey,
so,
I'm a cancer too. What are we?
So, exactly. So you already know we super petty.
Wait,
so,
we're not. I'm not petty.
Yeah, we super petty.
Really?
But I don't think he's a bully. I just think he speaks his mind, and if he don't like something, he's not gonna hold it in. He's gonna speak his mind, and I respect that because I'm the same way.
But don't you think he'd be, like, picking at people? So, for example, the whole Vivica Fox thing. Okay, you know, he was talking about her before. All right. And then now he brought it up again and showed us a picture of her next to this plastic surgery patient. So, I don't know. It does seem like he's picking at her a little bit. And I'm like you. I don't think he's a bully per se. I just think that he's sensitive. And I think when something hurts him, he's going to, like, fight back in the way he feels comfortable fighting back. And that's the way he feels comfortable. Like, the whole thing with Puffy, I don't really know what they got going on, but he really don't like him, like, at all.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So,
but
at least he didn't do to him what he did to, what's his name? What he did to Ja Rule.
Yeah, but the thing is, the difference between Diddy and Ja Rule is that there's a real situation with Ja Rule and 50.
Okay.
Diddy is something, I don't know exactly why.
I heard they
50 and Ja Rule fought. Have you ever seen beef, like they talk about it, you know, in the Hit Factory and in ATL, they actually fought because they don't like each other.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But the situation with Diddy, I don't know where that came from. I thought it was just the whole Ciroc and effing, you know,
right.
just friendly competition, but it's something else. But I don't think it's gonna turn into anything major because
I don't know. Did you see how Diddy, you know, slapped the shit out of Drake? And Diddy seemed like he's quiet, but I think at one point he's gonna get tired of this shit.
I think you know, the whole situation with Diddy and Drake was actually even crazier because Zero to 100 track was supposed to be Puffy,
right.
and Drake did it. So that's a situation all its own. But I don't really think, I think that that record, if Puff would have did it, I don't think it would have
been the same.
It would have been the same, but I don't think it would have got the level that Drake took it to. You know, so that's my opinion. But I think the whole 50 and Diddy beef is I don't know. I think it's weird, but at the same time, it's all entertainment. It's all
absolutely.
Entertainment, and it's all because you know, like Charlamagne says all the time, people don't want the truth. The lie is more entertaining. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Sometimes the truth is pretty entertaining, but
not as much as the lie.
All right, maybe. But I don't know. Like I said, I think that's just the way he expresses himself. But I damn sure wouldn't want to be on his bad side, I'll tell you that. Because he's going to pull out everything on that ass. But anyway, so it is what it is. And then Taraji P. Henson stepped in to, you know, say something about her home girl, Vivica Fox, try to come in on that. But I think it's a whole empire power thing, too. It might be that. So I don't know. Salute to everybody on Empire. I mean, on Power. I don't really care about Empire coming back. Yeah,
Empire was kind of interesting. The way it ended, it was kind of interesting. Because remember, it's a show about behind the scenes of the music industry.
Right.
It's not a show about this and that. It's not like Power and Empire are two different types of shows.
True.
You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? They're two different types of shows. One is about a drug dealer that started his own record company and basically got out of the game and was doing that.
Then you got somebody who's still in.
And then you got Power, which he's a drug dealer out of the game. He got out the game and is being pulled back in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you're right. I mean, the plot is definitely different. But I think, you know, nonetheless, it's a rival, and they are rivaling. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think Power's definitely already killing him.
But I'll tell you the truth. So, if Empire was not on public television, it would be a little bit more raw.
They don't want it no more raw.
Nah, it'll be like let's say Power was on Fox. It wouldn't be what it is.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree. All right, so we're going to get our special guest on the line with us. Y'all want to hit us up, 323-443-7518, The Boom Show, DJ Nia Boomer. And, yeah, man, please DJ Radio, make sure y'all check it out, Thursday, 7 p.m. We got Classic, the one and only CEO of the Fleet DJs. Classic, what's good? Welcome to The Boom
Show. What's going on? Happy to be here.
Yeah. Happy to have you here. Welcome to the show. For everybody who doesn't know about you or what you've done, give a little background. You know, let the people know where you're from and, you know, what you've been doing.
I haven't done anything.
That's all right. Call over. Good night, everybody.
yeah, right? All right. Let's see. Where do I start? All right. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I've probably been in the music business probably like 17, 18 years. Let's see, I started the Fleet DJs. Let's see, I have done production on a lot of TV shows, and I did, you know, a couple tracks for some artists and different things like that. But I've been around the business a little bit.
A lot of business. I think you've had the hands in a little bit of everything. Let's start with the Fleet DJs. And when did you decide it's something you wanted to you, and I know you started it with a couple other people. When did you decide, okay, we're going to do this, and what was your plan of action in the beginning? Like, what was your vision?
Well, to tell you the truth, it wasn't really no vision. We had a radio network called Worldwide Alpha Communication Network, WWACN, and I had DJs up there like DJ Dub, who at the time was on XM. I had DJ Dells, I had DJ Short Shot, DJ Too Mello. There was a couple other DJs, you know what I'm saying, at the time. And we already was dealing with DJs, and we already had, like, a radio network, and they was already sending us mixes and different things like that. So I don't tell you, I don't even know where the DJ crew thing came from, but next thing you know, there was a DJ crew on some real. I don't even know where the crew came from.
I feel you, though, because that's kind of how, like, my show started. Like, you know, you just had an idea and it kind of branched off into something else and became bigger than what you, you know, planned in the beginning, because you didn't really have a plan. But
you're just hoping for something. Now, you know, you coming from the hood, so you're just hoping for something to pop, you know? You never know what's going to pop for you, but you're just doing it. And then next thing you know is now it's time to take it serious.
Right. You're like, uh-oh, this is popping. let me see what we're
going to
do with this.
Yeah, see where we're going, where it's going.
So at what point did you feel like this is something that is bigger than, you know, what you imagine? Because there's, you know, quite a few DJ coalitions out there, but Fleet is definitely one of the biggest. Was it a point that you were like, wow, this is, you know, bigger than what I ever imagined?
Well, at the time, you know what I'm saying, we had, it was Slim Official was out there, the Bum Squad was out there, Shadyville DJs was out there, Lord Gang was out there, of course, the Core DJs was out there, I think Nerd was out there then, you know what I'm saying, but it was a lot of popping DJs out there, more than it was when Fleet DJ started, so...
Mm-hmm.
At the time when Fleet started, we already had big name DJs right off the bat. So we was already being a competitive force at the time. And we just started adding more and more people on to the situation, and then people just started really taking it seriously because we were putting out a lot of work. It was a lot of work on Fleet Nation. And people had to take it seriously, but when I was like, all right, this is the joint. This was like maybe 9 years ago, and I was like, yo, this shit got to, I got to really get into this shit now.
Right.
So yeah. That's when I really started taking it seriously.
That's what's up. Was there a point, and I know, I feel like anybody on their grind can understand that, like a point where you like, all right, I can't do this no more, or it's just too much, or you want to give up. Did you have that point, which I'm sure you did, and what did you do to kind of push through that and continue to stay motivated?
It was a point where, you know what I'm saying, I had to actually have a serious talk with my mom. And my mom was like, you know, what do you really want to do? Because, you know, time was moving, you know, but you still get that down point in your life where you just want to slow down, you want to stop. You want to focus on other things and stuff like that. So my mom was like, yo, maybe you just need to take a break for a little 2 weeks or so and just see where your head is at. So I did that. I sat back and I took a break, and I really didn't do nothing sleep related. And I just was like, damn, I can't really leave what I started. You know what I'm saying? Because now I'm going to really feel free. So I couldn't really leave what I started because now it's moving. And then people was looking at you in a way like, if you stop, like, what are we supposed to do?
Right. You got people looking at
you. It's like you helping everybody else out, and, you know, it's a family situation. So it's like, then you just can't leave your family members just high and dry. So ever since that day, I just been on some business-minded, doing what I have to do to expand the brand and coming up with different things to try to make stuff work.
Right, yeah. I mean, it is definitely, you know, like I said, we all get to that point But I know somebody asked me the other day about it. I said I couldn't give up if I wanted to. You know, it's just like this force. It's like, fine, this, even if you wanted to, like, if people going to keep calling you, you're going to be like, damn, I got
to
go back.
Like, it's easy to give up when you don't really have anything going on.
Right. You once you lose that momentum, that's it.
Yeah, like, when you have a lot going on, it's hard to, like, stop.
Right, it is. It's like a machine. It's going to take, you know, it's going to take a lot to slow it down. Because
you'll be quitting on a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that just like to be around the situation, like to be a part of the situation and stuff. You just be quitting on a lot of people.
Right.
Not just yourself. Yeah. But you have to look at that type of stuff.
You can't be selfish. That's what's up,
man. Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot of selfish people out there, though.
Yeah, man. So y'all tuned in to Boom Show. We're here with Classic CEO of the Worldwide Fleet DJs. We're going to get to some news, so y'all stay tuned. I got a lot more to talk about, but I want to talk about the industry and how do you feel that it's changed from, I know we always talk about this in our circles as DJs, but how do you feel that the industry has changed from the point that you started until now?
Well, for me, when I started, you know, I used to work for Island Def Jam, and which is Def Soul. I used to work there for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So from the times of just say take the point of promotion. People used to promote, do guerrilla promotion. You had the street teams out there running. People don't do that aspect of the game no more. That has changed a whole lot. The label situation has changed a whole lot. I remember one time when I went to a, this is my first opportunity, like really, really dealing with the industry. And I had a meeting with Eric Nix. And I walked in Eric Nix's office. He had his feet on the desk with his socks on, no shoes. And I walked in his meeting. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, and he like, and I'm playing beats for him. Because this was at the time of the Violators' first album. I had a chance to be on that album, and he was like, yo, I want these beats right here. And my dumb ass ain't come back.
Why you didn't come back?
Because at the time, like, I didn't know nothing about the industry, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know, I was kind of afraid. I didn't know how to take it from that point, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a rough situation because I didn't know what to do. Somebody like, damn, they want your stuff? Like, what are you supposed to do? And at the time, Eric Nix was like one of the biggest A&Rs in the business. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo, what am I supposed to do? And I didn't come back. But I look at the failure of that time to put me to, like, where I'm at now. But as far as the whole industry-wise, the internet has, I think it has, you know, killed the whole industry situation because now everybody feel like they choked it.
Because
everybody, first of all, everybody feel like they can do music that's not talented, so that gives people the option to be like, all right, I can rap. So now they put all the distribution companies out there for everybody to get their stuff on iTunes, and nothing is exclusive these days. Back in the day, everything used to be exclusive to the point where even if you was a DJ and you was somebody, Special Records would go straight to you and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So you would know that these records were strictly for you. Nowadays, everybody got the same records. So there's nothing really exclusive unless you're making these records on your own. So the industry, you know, it's a different situation. Like, and some favors is better, some favors is worse. So you got to take it for what it is now, please.
Yeah, I could definitely see how, you know, social media just changed, turned up the whole environment, the whole industry.
It moves too fast. Like, it change came quick.
Yeah, I was looking at something, too, and I was like, oh, it was a month old. And honestly, to myself, I'm like, oh, that's old. And it's not.
Yeah.
But it's like these days, something that's a month old seems like it's old. But I think we just, like you said, we're just moving extremely fast. And,
just to tell you, you know, the days of New York and when you had to really grind and you were getting your records and all, like, the game has changed a whole lot. It's not the same. Everything is easy today.
Yeah. No.
Like, everything.
Yeah, Jeff, no.
Yeah, the game has definitely changed, man. Everything, DJing, MCing, everything has changed.
Everything.
You know, DJs are DJing for hookahs and bottles.
Yep.
They're not even DJing for money. They're DJing just to be in the game. I just posted something that Kid Capri said.
Yeah.
That DJs, that these open up DJs are playing the records that the headliners should play, and that happened to me recently. I was DJing at a spot, and the DJ, when I was going to get on, he's playing Young M.A. at 11:30. You know what I'm saying? When there was nobody there. He just played all the hot records in 15 minutes.
Wow.
But see, I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, the older cats have to teach the younger generation.
The younger generation doesn't want to take the time to learn.
They don't want to listen.
They think that they know it all. And I don't even really blame the DJ, the young DJ. I blame the promoters, because you got promoters booking 700,000 DJs to DJ from 10 to 4 in the morning. So you got 7 DJs, right? You got 7 DJs that are going
to
play
you
the same
be
record because they playlist is limited. They don't know how to play records. All they know how to do is, and I like to call it, all these DJs want to be DJ Camillo. They want to come in and DJ for 2 hours and play all the hot records and keep it moving.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
No, but
I
would do that if I can get that
Camillo Camillo money. Yeah.
No, Camillo.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree, but I also do think that it is the responsibility of the older DJs. And not even them, just the older people in the industry. And I know that maybe not all the younger people want to learn, but, you know, that's how you pass the torch. I know y'all was having a conversation about the younger artists and the older artists, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what they, you know, like what, that they're bashing the younger artists. Like, that's not what it should be. The older generation shouldn't be like, oh, you trash, you this, you that. Like,
they need to do their homework and learn music.
It's true. You I think they do need to respect.
You could put me to open up for anybody.
It's not your energy.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You just shut my mic off.
No, I'm not
trying to. Oh, she just shut you down, huh? She said, boom.
I'm sorry if I'm taking over the interview. I apologize.
No.
I just feel, you know, I like the points that she's making, and I just want to add. I just want to interject and add more to it. I know you're playing. You're just turning it into it. But, my point is that, you know, there's so much music. You can put me to open up for anybody, and there's so much good music you could open up with and still have the crowd popping.
I think it's the respect and the knowledge. You know, and I think that's what the younger generation is like. And I don't want to say younger, I just say newer DJs, you know, because I'm a baby DJ. I've only been doing this for 5 years or less.
Mm-hmm.
So I still need, you know, instruction. And so I think,
we had a conversation one time, and Serato DJ now, they should do a disclaimer that DJs should learn the history of music before you can actually use Serato.
Mm.
You shouldn't be able to just jump on Serato and grab music and be a DJ all of a sudden. You know,
like
what I'm saying?
It would
like
be a good idea,
history.
But they ain't going to do that. Huh? They ain't going to lose no money.
Of course not.
Yeah. So you get a discount if you pass the course before you you download.
That'll be what's up. But most they balling now, so they ain't worried about that.
Right? But even
discount. They ain't even using coupons.
When I was talking to No Frills, he was like, I said, yeah, I said, DJ is like doctor. Like, people should have to get certified before you're able to put that in front of your name.
No doubt.
Because that's what you should have to do that. You should have
just
to learn how to do that. Yeah, you can't just do that. You can't just put that in front of your name and then. Look, I got Jeff going now. All right, one more and then.
I hate when DJs, when you go into a spot, and I know a lot of us DJs have had that issue, that you go into a spot and the DJ sees you and shouts you out, and then he starts to perform for you.
Mm.
Like he starts trying to do more than what he could do because you're in the building and he knows how you get down.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So now you're not DJing for the crowd no more. He's DJing for you. And I'm like, yo, why are you performing for me? I'm just chilling.
That's true. That's true. And I think that, you know, a lot of DJs do that. You got to perform for the crowd, not for the... You know, for other DJs. But yeah, but y'all gonna see our Skills Global Spin Expo. I'm gonna plug that in right now. It's going down New York City next Saturday. Jeff will be there, myself, Classic maybe. I don't know. But anyway, let's get back to you know what I'm saying, wrapping up this interview. Let's talk a little bit about the conference that just went down, the fifth annual Food DJs conference. Tell us a little bit about that. And, you know, how you felt it went. And, you know what I'm saying, what you're looking forward to next year.
Well, the conference was a success, you know. We take a step up every year. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guests we have come through, the panels be excellent. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole situation is just a beautiful, well put together event with the help of, you know, yourself and other people. The conference is just a place where you come and the object is to walk away with something. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just come there just to have fun. There's definitely people in the building for you to network with. Of course, DJs, but then you got your industry people. Wherever this year we even have movie stars in the building. So it's nothing. You come to this conference and you're gonna walk away with something. Unless you just not there for that. You know what I'm saying? But the conference was a beautiful thing. You know, I love them panels. I learned things from
panels. Yeah,
they were good. Like they're well put together with people that can actually speak about the business, not just grabbing people from the state and doing a conference. No, that don't work that way. We grabbing people from all over, California, New York, Atlanta, all over the place, and have veterans on these panels that can actually speak real business about the industry and stuff. So, you know, the whole conference is a success, and I look at it as a Fleet DJ reunion. You know what I'm saying? Like a family reunion thing. We all get together. We're gonna bug out. We're gonna have fun. But at the end of the day, for people that's coming, it's a crazy networking event. And you guys, if you ain't come last year or the year before, make sure you bring that ass this year because it's gonna be even better. And you never know who's going to show up and stuff. But as far as, you know, looking for next year I'm expecting, of course, a bigger turnout because we had, you know, the crowd increases every year. We have won 2 awards for the conference, you know. So that tells you right there that the conference is a crazy success. So, you know, as far as this next year, I'm just looking forward to be even better, more knowledge for people, more people to walk away with stuff from the conference and get to see my people every year.
right. Yeah, for real. It's definitely like a family reunion. You know, every time it's just almost felt right down. It goes by so fast.
I would talk about the other thing, but I don't want to let it out
know,
the bag yet.
Because
people be trying to steal your ideas and stuff, so I'm going to leave that one alone for a little while.
We're going to leave that in the envelope.
But we're gonna leave that one there.
Is there anything else you wanna you know, let the people know that you got going on? I know we got a lot going on, but you know, is there anything else? Any other
first,
event
you know,
that
make sure you check out Fleet DJ Radio. It's 24 hours,
yes,
7 days a week radio station. You know, you can listen on www.fleetdjs.com or download the Fleet DJ app on all cell phones, iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, whatever you have. You can listen to Fleet DJ
Radio. I'm
talking
on a BlackBerry.
Okay. You know, let's see what that guy is. See what that flip phone, that's all. It was somebody I saw with an old Macintosh, and they're using it trying to get Serato on there.
What? I hope it wasn't.
I have to show you that. It's funny. And this was yesterday, too. I have to show you. You're going to die.
Just give it up. Yeah,
you're going to die.
Let it go.
Make sure you all artists, DJs, we got the number one record pool. you know what I'm saying, breakingtracks.com. Get your music up there, DJs. Get the hottest new music, clean, dirty, instrumental, acapellas, intros, outros, whatever you're looking for, country music, pop, what are you looking for, it's on breakingtracks.com. Make sure you do that. And, of course, check out our magazine, straightofficial.com. You know, you get all the it's the urban lifestyle of the urban of urban life or whatever. You know, make sure you check that out, straightofficial.com. It's a good site. Keep you updated with all the newest mixtapes on the industry, news, interviews, and stuff like that. So, you know, and you just keep looking for more free DJ events because we got a lot of them going down in different states. And, of course, the conference will be back next year in Charlotte. So just make sure you be on the lookout for us. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Everything is at Fleet DJ.
And the R&B division.
How could I forget that?
Yeah, we can because I'm excited about that. Even though Neo Soul, look, Neo Soul has now turned into Trap Soul, apparently.
Everything is trap. Trap it out.
I'm on, like, I'm still on Neo Soul. But, you know, so y'all make sure you look out for that. We have some really dope R&B artists. And fan of Fleet. Shout out to all the Fleet artists. You know, so y'all make sure you look out for that. I believe they. You gonna say hello?
Yeah, follow the. Make sure you follow the R&B Twitter. It's Fleet DJs R&B on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And any R&B artist, submit your music ASAP to FleetDJsR&B@gmail.com, and that's R&B, not the and sign. So make sure you do that or whatever.
I hope nobody put the and sign. Y'all better not put the and sign.
They might.
All right. True. All right. Okay, two more questions. We're gonna wrap it up. Y'all tuned into the Boom Show, DJ Nia Boom here. We got classic CEO of the Fleet DJs on the line with us tonight. So what's the best advice that you've ever received, and what advice would you give artists and DJs in this industry?
You said the best advice I received?
Yes. Is anyone giving you advice?
Nobody
like
ever told me anything.
Really? Nah.
Dead ass serious. And nobody ever told me anything. Like, I be just going. Like, my father been in the business a long time. He's on the World Council of the Zulu Nation.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, like, my brother had a record deal back in the day with Antoinette. I got a lot of famous family members and stuff, cousins and stuff that's in the business. But as far as my family, I have been on my own.
So nobody in the industry you come across has ever given you, like, great advice that you live
by. Me and Big Gip have conversations all the time are just about the industry. I wouldn't call it advice, but we talk about the industry all the time. Like, at least once a week, we get on the line and we just be talking about the industry. Me and Tisha Campbell, we talk about just, say, life in general, like things like that, and where we came from, because we're from the same city. So I never really had nobody give me, like, inspiration, but as far as, like, just talking about business and different things, I always talk to about different things like that. They very, you know, into my life as far as me talking about the business and different stuff like that. But
that's what's up.
But as far as, like, the giving people advice, DJs, rappers, whatever, I tell everybody, no matter what you do, if you're a producer, rapper, DJ, perfect your craft, you know what I'm saying? Don't let technology make you. You know what I'm saying? You can be the best you can no matter what you do. Don't let nobody stop your goal. If you go after your goal, you'll definitely make it. But, you know, perfect your crafts and don't use the easy way out to try to do it. You know, sometimes you got to learn the history and learn the older programs or DJ equipment or even mess with some of the older rappers just to get that feel of what they went through and stuff. Have talks with them. Then do what you do. You're going to definitely do things your way, but, you know, you need that, you know, that guidance from different things. Don't just jump in there because you see somebody else doing it. You know what I'm saying? Perfect your craft and you'll always be the best. People that perfect their craft and they're able to, you know what I'm saying, expand their brand and be different will always last. The people that try to sound like somebody else or even with their styles or anything like that will always lose. You might make one hit, but you'll fall off after that. Think about long term. What you gonna do 10 years later? Are you gonna still be making that money, or you gonna fall? You gonna be people that forgot about you after that year? So
right.
You know, like, don't hesitate to ask people questions. Ain't nothing wrong with asking a question. And a
True.
Lot of people, you know, they hate to ask a question. Ain't nothing wrong with asking anybody questions because everybody, I don't know everything. So
mm-hmm.
You know, there's no reason why other people can't ask questions. So
True.
There's nothing wrong with asking a question about
my
anything,
mom always
just
say,
life in general.
Nothing, yeah, my mom always say nothing. If you want the answer, you better ask the question.
Close mouth don't get fed.
No, you're not going to find out.
Close mouth don't get fed.
True that. Real quick before I go on to my last two questions, just one question. But I just want to put a disclaimer out there. If you're a crappy DJ on vinyl, you're a crappy DJ on controller. I'm tired of some of these DJs saying, oh, you know, you got to be, you know, on vinyl, and if you get on a controller, then you're not real. Da-da-da-da. If you sound like shit, you sound like shit, whether on a controller or vinyl. So that's it. I just want to put that out there real quick. So my last two questions.
You had to throw your little jab out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I just want you to finish the sentence for me. All right?
There she go. This is Jeopardy now.
So the first one is, I hate it when,
now you just put me on some, try to figure out shit.
You try to figure out what I'm going to say. That's right. That's politically.
I hate it when somebody's name is Little. Young.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Shit.
Like young Jock? Like young?
I hate Little and Young. I hate both of them.
Okay.
Like,
why?
Be creative with your
What's
name. Like, why you gotta be Young and Little?
What about the people that already had it, like a long time ago, like 10, 15 years ago?
How many people had that?
I don't know. I think that's when it started, about 15, 20
years ago. You don't say Little, but you don't say. You don't stay young and little forever.
Well, you see a little Bow Wow took it off.
Nah, I hate that Young and Little name. Get rid of that shit. Retire. Anybody that got Young and Little, they better not send me none. I ain't going to listen to it right off the bat.
Jeezy? What about Jeezy? Come on.
He's Jeezy now. Yeah.
He's not young. All right.
He ain't young Jeezy no more. He's Jeezy.
All right, we'll get from that pass. All right. So next question is, I love a woman who
is smart, intelligent, funny.
Okay. Those are good qualities. That's it.
Nobody want no boring shit, man. Like, yo, you got to be in it. Like, yo, we're going to have some fun. Straight up.
Right? I hate boring people. No, why are you so dry?
Hell yeah. Let's get up and do something and shit. Like, yo, what the fuck? I like people that like to do everything. Like, I like a girl that plays damn video games and shit. We're going to rock out. Who will see how we're going to bang out this band and shit? Like, I like different people and shit. Like, I don't like doing just the normal stuff.
Yeah, let's be adventurous.
Yeah, at least try it.
Right? I'm not gonna try
it. Like, don't be like, no. At least try it. Let's see how it works. You might like it.
Would you eat? Would you eat escargot? Would you eat like a snail?
Hell no.
You're not adventurous.
I'm from New Jersey. I ain't eating that shit. I'm from New Jersey. I don't even eat pork.
Oh, okay. Oh, look.
I can't eat no snail. I don't eat pork. I know that ain't pork, but if I don't eat no pork, I ain't eat no snail.
I'll give you a snail one
would
day.
Would you eat a snail?
I would try it.
You must have ate it before.
No, I haven't, but I would try it. I had gator before. That is pretty good.
Well, that's different from a snail.
What? You think the smell is slimy and nasty like snacks?
Yeah, I'm not eating that shit. That should be sliding on the ground and looking all fucking crazy.
You better, bitch. You're supposed to eat the smell. Put some crackers on it. But, alright.
Put some crackers on it.
Is there anything else you want to say to the people that we didn't get a chance to talk about or any last words?
Make sure you always support the Fleet DJs, you know?
That's right.
Shout out to all the Fleet DJs, Fleet models, Fleet producers, Fleet artists, Fleet publicists, Fleet hosts, everything Fleet. You know, Fleet, did I say Fleet photographers? We're going to give them another
Mic. Them too.
Well, they got it then. But, you know, shout out to everybody in the Fleet Nation. You know, we do a lot of hard work out there. We're the number one DJ crew and stuff. And look out for the next DJ that's going to be on XM real soon. On satellite radio, Hip Hop Nation, and
do we know who that's
going to
be? Can I get a?
No,
nope,
but I will know tomorrow.
Ah, yeah, I'm just shy of an exclusive.
If we didn't do this interview tomorrow, I would have knew.
Ah, man. All right, y'all. Well, y'all stay tuned.
Make sure y'all support the Chicago Bears. You know, we taking it.
Oh, man, I don't know nothing about that. But make sure y'all come.
See, look, you got to learn new stuff.
You said what?
You got to support new stuff. See, you can't say that.
True.
You
know, I just don't really.
I
don't know about sports, but I will be hosting the Fleet and Football.
Look, she's gonna be hosting the
coming
sports
up.
Event.
I know, right? I'm backwards. But
we're gonna make sure you learn sports that day.
I mean, I like playing football, like in video games. Like I like playing it. I just don't like.
Tackle the hell out of you.
What
guys.
You mean? You don't want to
get tackled. You don't want to get tackled, boy?
I
feel like she'll tackle the hell out of you, classic.
What you mean? I'm
yeah,
a
know,
little
right?
woman.
She looks like, she looks like she's little and everything, but she looks like she'll hit you like long and steady.
I know. She'll put on that fucking eye paint and kick your ass up.
Look, one day we're going to have to set that up at the conference. I'll play flag
yeah,
football.
Yeah, look, Look, yeah, look, she plays flag football. Nah, that ain't good for it. You won't be tackled.
We got to play some, though, when we go to conference. But anyway, all right. Well, Classic, thank you so much for coming to kick it with us tonight.
Thank you. Of course.
Yeah, man. And y'all continue to support the Fleet DJs, follow Fleet DJs, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And, yeah, man, I will catch you later. And if you have any requests, I don't even have that many songs loaded.
Play that Fleet DJ single. Let's do it.
You said play the what?
You got it?
We had a... No, I know. I'm sorry. No, I need to upload some more
see,
stuff.
See, now I'm getting off the show now. So you ain't even got to sing it.
I know. I'm bad. I was a little unprepared, you know, but that's okay. Make
next sure you go on BreakingTracks.com and get it.
Yes, please. Y'all do that for me, BreakingTracks.com, and get on the Snoop Dogg featuring Jeremiah. Like I said, Classic, thank you so much for coming on. And you got to come back. Stay on.
Of course. Whatever you want me to do, I'll be back.
All right. That's what's up. Yeah, check out the Snoop Dogg, Jeremiah, Point Scene. Get tuned in to Boom Show, DJ Nia Boom.
Let's go down to Miami and get M.I.A. Baby, how that sound? When I'm feeling high, I'm probably on some light skin. When I'm feeling low, I'm sipping on some brown. Won't you come trip to California? We can get with it, show you how this shit goes down. You know around the world it get nasty. And I'ma be right there as long as that's what I cash be.
Ready. I'ma get the cheese with the bread with spaghetti. Letty, steady, can play with them bros. Opportunistic, I stay on them hoes. I ain't got time to be hanging with y'all, especially when there is no money involved. You ain't seen mighty long red beam on his dome. Point seen money gone.
Let's roll out to Miami and get M.I.A. Baby, how that sound? When I'm feeling high, I'm probably on some light skin. When I'm feeling low, I'm sipping on some brown. Won't you come just to California. We can get with it, show you how the shit goes down. You know around the world it get nasty, and I'ma be right there somewhere. That's what I cash me.
Robert De Niro, fly as a sparrow. Profit to profit, arrow to pharaoh. Live bueno, hustle like Mano. All money in, no Drano. Can't nobody get it like I get mine. More paper to Jamaica, I make it, bake it, shape it, and cake it, remake it. Never had to fake it to make it. Just put the pedal to the metal, rock it up and reflect it. I'm living a fast life, jet after jet and trying to keep my cash right. I know you understand the meaning. Handful of greening, while the fans keep fiending. Straight up, no leaning, I'm right where the chips at. Or either in the hood where the crips at. Joint seen mighty long, red beam on his dome. Point seen, money gone.
Let's roll out to Miami and get M.I.A. Baby, how that sound? When I'm feeling high, I'm probably on some light skin. When I'm feeling low, I'm sipping on some brown. Won't you come just to California? We can get with it, show you how the shit goes down. You know around the world it get nasty, and I'ma be right there as long as west. That's what I cash be.
I need passion to the stage. I need Destiny, Malaya, passion.
Yeah, man, y'all tuning in to Boom Show. DJ Nia Boom here, giving you the goodness. Shout out to Classic for coming on and kicking it with us. Yeah, man, he is. When I first met Classic, I thought he was just like really like so serious and like, you know, I didn't know. He's really, really down to earth and really cool. And, you know, I've been a part of Fleet DJs for about 6 years or so. So, Jeff, how long you been with Fleet?
Oh, man, like 6 years?
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, man.
I came in at the same time with Sean Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that might be a little before me.
Yeah.
How do you remember you came in with Sean? Why do you remember?
It's funny because he hit me up. And he hit me up. He was like, yo, I'm a Fleet DJ too. And I'm like, yeah, so am I. I just got put on. And he's like,
You knew him before?
Well, we knew of each other.
Okay.
You know, we knew of each other through Twitter.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And, you know.
Twitter?
Yeah. And he's a good guy. Like, I like Sean. Shout out to Sean.
Shout out to Sean Money, man. He's definitely one of the most genuine, you know, people you'll ever meet. And he's just helpful and cool, down to earth. He's like the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
He loves
all the ladies.
Oh, yes. You want to find out about the ladies, just go to Sean Money's page.
Everybody's his Wednesday, his WCW. But I love that dude. That dude is a good guy, man. And I respect him. I respect him very much, man. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. And he, you know, I know he's going to be doing some shows soon, so shout out to him. Make sure y'all look out for all the Fleet DJs, man. We are, like, everywhere.
Don't forget, Global Spin Awards, next Saturday, the Expo. Yeah. We're going to be there. Come check out our table, man. We got some surprises and some treats. And we got some dope DJs that are going to rock.
Yeah, you're going to rock, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be in there heavy.
What? Who else is going to be there? Kate's going to be there. Words, DJ Swift's gonna be there.
I think Music Rocker's gonna be there. Yeah, we're gonna have it. We're gonna have that place so crazy that they're gonna have to be like, you know what? We're gonna have to give them their own expo. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to give them their own expo. You know, the Fleet Expo. In, you know, but we're gonna have fun, man. We're gonna definitely have fun, and we're gonna turn up and we're gonna celebrate.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We're going to celebrate the DJ.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we're just going to have fun with it.
It's going to be fun. Did you go last year? I didn't go.
Last year I was in Switzerland last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was DJing out there for a week. I was out in Switzerland, Germany, you know.
How was that?
It's crazy. I love it. I keep saying that if Donald Trump wins, I'm moving to Switzerland.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not staying here.
Well, you better pack your bag.
Yeah.
It's not looking good.
It's not looking good, man.
But look, everybody, all my listeners, please vote. Don't be one of those people that just because you don't like Donald Trump that you're not going to vote.
Nah, just don't
please
be one of those.
Vote.
Don't be one of those people that think your vote doesn't count.
Right.
It does count.
Yes. Please.
You know what I'm saying? You might not see it, but it does count.
Get rigged, but it does count.
I just look at it like this, and I don't have a problem with a woman president. I think a woman can run this country just as great as a man, but we're going to either have a woman president or a dictator. Which one do you want? You got this man talking about building a wall across the Mexican border, and
which,
not,
he can't do.
Which he can't do. All the stuff that he's talking about is idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the riots that are happening in his in his rallies and stuff are caused by his own people when they're removing somebody voicing their opinion about the things that he's talking about.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump is promoting hate.
Yep.
And I can't stress how much hate he's promoting with the things that he's saying. Ain't nobody writing his speeches. He's saying what he wants. You know what I'm saying? He's just talking to talk. You know, so let's get out there and vote, man. You know, let's get out there and vote. At least with Hillary, we got another 8 years with Bill Clinton because, you know, he's going to help her.
You're serious.
No, I'm dead serious.
No, he is.
He's going to help her. He's going to guide her.
And it's scary. But next month is the primaries, I believe. This month is the primaries. So don't forget to vote. I think it's next week, actually, if I read right. I want to do something like put a polling. I don't know. I want to see what I can do to try to help the community, to try to help the people. Like, if you're not registered or you need help registering, hit me up, DJ Nia Boom. I will help you register to vote. Some people just not even registered. But anyway, let's get to the stories, and we're going to wrap it up. Designer Panda. Panda is saving pandas, y'all. That is pretty dope. Pandas have now been removed from the endangered species list, and it's because of the awareness brought on by the song. So, look, hip-hop saves lives, and that is a beautiful thing. I love pandas. They're, like, the most precious. Pandas and penguins, there's something about those two species that are just beautiful. So shout-out to the pandas. Shout-out to Designer, that's pretty dope. He a little jitterbug, so he's doing big things. Let's talk about Dr. Dre being the highest paid hip hop mogul, I guess you could say, in the last 10 years. As we all know, you know, Dre made some very intelligent moves when it comes to business. He, you know, got the beats. And all that good stuff. And, man, salute to him. There's a couple other people that are also on the list that, you know, I mean, it's the same people, y'all. It's 50, it's Puffy. It is the people we know that's making these moves. So salute to them, and just remember that, you know, hip-hop's not always about the music. As a matter of fact, the music is really just an additive. Once you get your brand going, you can put that stamp on anything. And, you know what I'm saying, and make moves. So y'all remember that, all the artists out there, that it's not the music per se, but it's what you, your brand. So make that brand strong so that you'll be able to expand. And because one day you're not going to be able to rap on stage like that. One day you're going to look, you're not going to be able to do it, right? So you want to definitely expand your portfolio and put your, you know, put your investments in other places. So, shout out to Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre has made $923 million in his time as a music executive. Damn, I wish I had that kind of money.
Man, I wish I just had $2
million of that. Too much. Yo, man. I'm trying to make power moves like that. So,
the beats suck.
Sorry.
Nah, I just, yo, shout out to Young Guru. Young Guru got a pair of headphones that I put on my IG, and those things is fire. They sound,
really?
They're amazing.
Wait, what kind? Are they Beats?
Nah, they're not Beats.
Okay.
They're not Beats.
Okay.
I forgot the name of them, but it's the Young Guru edition, and them shits, I could curse, right?
Yeah.
Them shits is official tissue. Shout out to Young Guru. Shout out to my man Boogie Blind, because He gave me the alley-oop and gave them to me. So, them things is fire.
Damn.
Fire. When
clean.
I tell you clean.
Ooh,
and it drives out the sound.
Ooh.
It drives out the sound. Like, if you don't want people, to
noise,
talk to you.
Like real
noise canceling all day.
Wow. I love a good pair of headphones.
And they're light.
Man, I love a good pair of headphones.
Beats are just I like beats also, but they it's just the look. It's like a dude that, like I say the beats are for these new DJs, these young DJs that don't know that don't know no better, that just want to look fresh. Like a dude that goes to the basketball court, he's wearing all the basketball apparel, or, and he can't hoop. You know what I'm saying? That's what beats make people look like. You know what I'm saying? That don't know that. They got the headband, the sweat. I mean, the shorts, he got the Jordans on, the jersey, and then he making it rain dance, but he's throwing up bricks. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I just say, DJs, learn your craft. You young DJs, learn your craft. Look at these, at the OGs. Look at the DJs like myself, you know what I'm saying? Classic, all my you know, G-Mac, all my fleet DJs. You know, look at the vets and pay attention to what they doing. And then come out with your own style.
But the vets, y'all too, have to be kinder to the younger DJs.
I'm good.
Not be bashing them and be more, like, helpful.
I don't bash DJs. I don't bash the young DJs. I wasn't even mad at Homeboy when he played all the bangers in 15 minutes. I was not mad at him.
You say something?
No, I didn't say nothing to him. I just went, rocked, and he shook my hand because I still killed it. You know what I'm saying? I still killed it. But I don't get mad. Like, I like to help DJs. I don't help plenty of DJs when their computers ain't reading the Serato. I would help because
right.
I'm not a hater. I like to help people when I want to see other people shine, especially the young guys, because I'm not getting any younger. I don't want to get. I don't want to be that old school DJ that hates on the youngin. I like the youngin. I like what they doing, but they need to just follow protocol and learn what DJing is about. It's not about playing the same 10 hot records.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do a guideline. That's what we're going to do. So
no,
that
we can't give them the blueprint.
No, we're not going to give them.
They got to turn that on. It's,
no.
It's like that Hey Love commercial. Nah, my brother.
What?
You got to get your own.
But no, what I'm saying is at the expo, we're going to have something. We're going to do something for all the younger DJs. Just a tip. Just a DJ Bible of some sort. Just the Ten Commandments. Something that we can teach the younger DJs without bashing them and saying, you know, hey, this is what you should be doing. Because as I said, it's not always transparent. And sometimes it just comes more out like criticism rather than, you know, help. But we're going to do that. So make sure y'all come visit our booth, Global Spent Expo, going down next Saturday right here in New York City. That's the 17th. And that's cool. Oh, that's what's up. All right, one more story. We're going to get out of here real quick. Let's talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce. Of course, it's just Beyonce's birthday. So happy birthday to Queen B.
Today's not her birthday.
No, it's just recently. The 4th.
Birthday was in July.
No, it wasn't. Oh, I'm sorry. With Little Kim.
Little Kim's birthday.
Queen, I'm sorry. I was talking about Beyonce.
I mean, before mine.
I was talking about Beyonce. I'm sorry. Wrong Queen B. I'm sorry. Queen Bey. How about that? Queen Bey, her birthday was the 4th. But anyway, Damon Dash recently came out. And, you know, he was upset because he was like, you know, the whole Becky with the good hair situation about his. Supposedly about his ex-wife, Rachel Roy.
Allegedly.
But the thing about it is Beyonce and Jay-Z never came out and said, this is not about Rachel. So now Rachel's name is being dragged through the mud when, you know, it had nothing to do with her. And so I kind of agree with Damon Dash, who was saying, you know, he's saying that Beyonce and Jay-Z are cowards because they never came out and said it wasn't about her, and they let the media drug this woman's name through the mud when she didn't even do nothing probably. So I don't know. I agree with Dame. I think they should have spoke up. They should speak up. They should say something about it because that's not right. If you know it's not about that woman, y'all gonna let the media drag this woman.
No, but I think the media and the Beehive were the ones that turned it into her because she never mentioned her name.
True, but don't you think as a responsible artist that she should say something?
She should, but she doesn't have to.
She should, but she doesn't have to.
You know what I'm saying? Because she knows that she wasn't talking. I don't think she was talking about her.
I would say something.
I think that, you know, she did that whole album talking about some personal stuff about him cheating on her. But Jay never cheated on her. Let's be clear.
It's all entertainment.
And, you know, she did records to those records she did them to. so she could, so people could relate to them. People that have been through, you know, heartbreak and cheating, you know what I'm saying? And to be honest, Jay-Z has the hottest woman in the game.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like he has the best of it. You know what I'm saying? You can't ask for nothing more.
Sure, he probably tried. Even if
anything,
he's the best, I'm
anything,
sure.
No, anything, like, nah. Them two, they love each other for real.
No, I'm not saying
like,
that.
They love each other for real. But the thing is,
we got cut off. All right, we got cut off. We went over time. We're
going to
wrap it up.
The thing is, man, in my opinion, misery loves company. In my opinion, misery loves company. And people want them to fail as a couple.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So they could say, yeah, you see, like with T.I. and Tiny, you know, all these girls, oh, why is he with that girl? He should
be with a
bad chick.
Yeah.
Yo, that chick held him down.
Right.
Like on some real, like one of these bad chicks would have bounced when he went to jail. You know what I'm saying? And left him for dead. Like she held him down. Beyonce holds Jay-Z down the same way Jay-Z holds Beyonce down.
But they're still cowards. They should have said something. But anyway, we're running out of time here. Jeff, you want to tell the people where to follow you at and keep up with you and all that good stuff?
You can follow me at DJ Big Jeff, Instagram, Twitter, my Facebook. You can follow me on my fan page, facebook.com/ DJ Big Jeff fan page. And we got a lot of things going. Shout out to my man, Certified Gage. We got some music coming. Go download that Amen record at www.certifiedgage.com. It's a banger. Video coming soon. We just taking over, man. Shout out to Mark, DTF Radio, you know, and all that, DTF Management. You know what time it is. Let's go, man. Let's support real hip-hop, and let's be DJs and break records. Let's not be afraid to break a record. Let's break a record. If it's a dope record, play it. Don't be afraid. Don't wait for somebody else to break it when you had the opportunity to break it.
How you know it's dope, though?
It's dope.
No, I just mean sometimes, I might think something's dope.
And it's not just
because. No, not that per se, but, you know, break records, you know, if it's dope, because some people might think.
I'm going to tell you a quick story before we wrap up.
All right, we already out of time.
All right, cool.
We already
over.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
All right, you're not going to hear this story. But anyway, y'all, make sure you catch me next week. I might share the story with you. I might not. But y'all catch me next week. Free DJ Radio goes down 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Nia Boom here. As always, y'all be greater than. And I'm going to leave y'all. I'm going to leave y'all with my joint right here. This French Montana Play Yourself. Mac and Cheese 4. It's pretty hot. Y'all check it out. Nia Boom, and I'm out, y'all.
Yeah. Pray to the Most High. Coke boy, Montana. Front.
La música de Harry Fry.
I'd rather be with you. You, better be with you, love.